Cape Talk. Cape Talk, the US Report with Adrian Brune.
The US Report with Adrian Brune, joining us all the way from Manhattan, New York. Adrian, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much. What's happening?
Good morning, Abs. I'm doing all right. And lots of things always happening in the States. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. But getting down to business, Adrian, what's the latest on Trump?
Sure. President Trump's upcoming meeting with North Korea leader Kim Jong-un still doesn't have a confirmed site or date. And now Trump says that if talks aren't quote-unquote fruitful, he won't hesitate to leave before or during negotiations. Nonetheless, he was optimistic at a Florida conference with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe about the talks and securing the release of three Americans still detained in North Korea. I have for you a clip of Trump on the situation, describing it as only he can.
We've never been in a position like this with that regime, whether it's father, grandfather, or son. And I hope to have a very successful meeting. If we don't think it's going to be successful, Mark, we won't have it. We won't have it. If I think that it's a meeting that is not going to be fruitful, we're not going to go. If the meeting when I'm there is not fruitful, I will respectfully leave the meeting and we'll continue what we're doing or whatever it is that will continue, but something will happen. So I like always remaining flexible and will remain flexible here. I've gotten it to this point. President Moon of South Korea was very generous when he said, if it weren't for Donald Trump, the Olympics would have been a total failure. It was my involvement and the involvement of our great country that made the Olympics a very successful Olympics. If you look at ticket sales.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
So he transitioned and sort of gave himself some credit for that conference between North and South Korea at the Olympics that, you know, started this whole chain of events. Meanwhile, former New York City mayor and longtime friend of the president, Rudolph Giuliani, will join Trump's legal team and vows to quickly resolve the special counsel investigation into not only the Russian election interference, but also possible ties to Trump associates. Trump will also hire two former federal prosecutors based in Florida, giving him a broader legal breadth as he faces the special counsel and the threat of an investigation into his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen.
All right. And I mean, we heard it on the news, the jet engine that failed and nearly caused chaos. What's the latest on that?
Sure. So after a giant engine fan blade came loose on a Southwest Airlines flight 1380 on Tuesday, forcing an emergency landing and killing a passenger, inspectors are puzzled about how it actually did so much damage. So the FAA has ordered airworthiness checks on all of the brand of engines and promised that within weeks it will order ultrasound checks on the fan blades involved particularly. So more regulations could be coming if the Boeing 737, which has been long a stalwart of the airlines industry, is deemed to have other vulnerabilities. Meanwhile, the Southwest Airlines pilot who landed the plane is being hailed for her quote-unquote nerves of steel. Captain Tammy Jo Schultz was one of the first female fighter pilots in the Navy 3 decades ago. Now, the plane, which was headed from New York to Dallas, again lost one passenger. Her name was Jennifer Reardon. She was an executive from Albuquerque, New Mexico, who later died of her injuries. Passengers have described how they put on oxygen masks and sent goodbye messages to loved ones. To their relief, they made a smooth landing just about an hour outside New York in Philadelphia.
All right. And Adrian, talking about the United States once again, some very sad news. I mean, you talk about the killer nanny found guilty.
Right. So after years of hearings and months of a trial and then days of deliberation, a jury found that a former nanny who killed two children in her care, they found her guilty after rejecting her insanity defense, citing or arguing that she was too mentally ill to understand her actions or know that they were wrong. Now, Yoselyn Ortega never disputed that she killed Leo Krim, age two, and his sister Lucia, six, in the bathroom of the family's Upper West Side apartment in October of 2012. The defense, however, said that Ortega was severely mentally ill and heard voices, including Satan's, telling her to kill the children. Now, her lawyer presented evidence that Ortega had experienced delusions and hallucinations since she was a teenager in the Dominican Republic, but that her psychosis had gone untreated and undiagnosed until after she was arrested. Now, with that guilty plea, she faces life in prison, and it's looking pretty likely at this point.
Yeah. Anyways, Adrian, thank you once again for joining us during the course of this week and giving us the latest updates from the United States. Looking forward to doing the same again with you next week.
Yes, sounds good, Abs.
Thank you. Take care. Thank you very much. Adrian Bruni, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Manhattan, New York City.